This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Noah Lemieux. First name is Noah, N-O-A-H, last name is Lemieux, L-E-M-A-U, Lemieux, date of birth 3-3-2008. This letter is being written to Dr. Marina Yam, M-A-R-I-N-A. Last name, first name is Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A. Last name is Yam, Y-A-M, Yam, Y-A-M, Yam. Address is, let's see here, 825 Pollard Road, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, Road, Suite 109, Los Gatos, L-O-S-G-A-T-O-S. California 95032, telephone number 408-238-2992, fax number 408-238-2993. Dear Dr. Yam, Y-A-M-Yam, this is a brief consult note on our mutual patient, Noah Lemieux, N-O-A-H-L-E-M-A-U. I saw Noah in July 2019, and ever since then he has been he's had mild allergy symptoms with nasal congestion and oral pruritus after eating certain fruits and vegetables. Period. He has been reasonably well controlled with Allegra. Period. Two new developments have occurred in the last 1 year or so. Number one, he has acquired a cat, and that may be causing more allergies. Number two, there are some lymph nodes, lymph glands in both side in his neck, and family wanted to make sure. And family wanted a repeat allergy workup. Period. He's not having any significant asthma symptoms. Period. He sleeps well and is generally and has not had any other problems. Period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 13-year-old who was mildly congested. But no other abnormal findings were detected on examination, period. He does have a few small, shoty, soft, mobile lymph nodes on both sides of neck, and I told him that certainly allergies and certainly allergies could result in these particular in development of these small nodes, period. However, I recommended to the family that if these nodes persist and start enlarging and become more obvious, then a consultation with hematologist would be a very good idea, period. You can certainly pursue some workup as you desire, period. New paragraph. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. We talked about oral allergy syndrome and persistence of itching with certain fruits like cherries, watermelon, apple, and peach. Period. However, cherries are the worst offenders, and other fruits are generally well tolerated. Period. I recommended that the family should certainly avoid cherries and perhaps other fruits. But if accidentally ingested, then he can use Benadryl if needed. Period. New paragraph. Allergy testing revealed moderate reaction to trees and grasses and weeds. And that probably is the reason for seasonal rhinitis in late spring, early summer, and early fall period. Certainly, period. His allergy testing to various foods revealed a small reaction to different foods. Number one, apple. Number two, barley. Number three, bean. Number four, broccoli. Number five, buckwheat. Number six, cantaloupe. Number seven, cherry. Number eight, cinnamon. Number nine, peach. Number 10, pears. Number 11, raspberry. Number 12, watermelon. And number 13, potato. Number 14, rice. Period. However, most of these reactions are probably the result of cross-sensitization with pollens and are not actual allergic reactions, period. Certainly anything that is more troubling, certainly anything that causes significant symptoms like cherries should be avoided, period. My final diagnosis, moderate allergic rhinitis. Number two, oral allergy syndrome. Number my treatment plan, number one, nasal lavage once daily. Number two, Flonase, two puffs once daily. Number three, Allegra, 180 milligram once daily. These medications should be continued. And number four, avoid any obvious offending foods. Number five, environmental precautions were discussed. Number six, I asked... I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Noah Lemu. Thank you.